Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Previously on Katie Afraidy.
We watched Human Centipede.
First sequence.
Okay. We need to let
the audience know that there are two more coming.
No, this is the only one. I'm not watching any more. This is it. Mom's a bully. Got him roasted.
Now you're attacking my mother.
Oh, she's great, actually. Your mom's awesome. You know what else is awesome? This podcast. Damn it. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode
of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network.
I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. It's John Sosis.
It's me.
He's back. Why are you back? Well, because it's your farewell episode.
Are we doing both in this episode?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're doing a double episode.
Okay. All right. I'm prepared.
Double episode.
We're rounding out the trilogy.
I said I would never watch these movies. I never would watch the other ones. And then you were like, oh, I'm going to quit.
Making it sound like I said I was gonna quit if you didn't watch the movies.
That's exactly what you said. You had a gun.
No, I quit.
Don't watch.
And then
movies.
You said, "Fine, because you quit, I will watch the movies as an attempt to try and get me to stay." But I would not subject anyone to that.
Which is fair. We watched Human Centipede, two and three.
Yeah,
was it like full sequence and then like second part?
Yeah,
whatever.
It's like it's second sequence, final sequence.
Yeah, second sequence, fine. Oh, what a wild ride. What a wild ride.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Each movie is so different.
Which is, I guess it goes on the list of positives, but they also are all over the place.
Yeah.
So I guess we start with Human Centipede 2.
Yeah.
First of all, let me just say that they should both have been nominated for Oscars. That didn't happen. So yeah, we'll just talk about it from here.
For good reason. Within literally 2 seconds of it being on the screen, I started dry heaving.
Yeah.
Immediately, I was like, oh, fuck, this is going to be a long movie.
That makes sense because Human Centipede, I mean, it starts off with a great intro. You're at the final scene of Human Centipede 1. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're dry heaving because you have one woman human centipeded in between two dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just stuck there because the guy who created her is also dead.
Mm-hmm.
So she's now stuck, and that's how she has to live out the rest of her life. She can't drag two bodies of dead weight.
Yeah.
So she's just stuck there forever unless someone comes and finds her. And then it pulls out and you're like, oh, someone's watching the movie.
We're watching a movie within a movie. It's meta.
Meta. Very meta.
Which I love a good meta movie, but I don't know about this.
And then for 2 hours, you start wondering, is it going to be black and white the entire time?
Which they did that because they wanted to avoid an NC-17 rating. Because the blood and gore was so much that they're like, we'll just make it black and white so it's not as bad.
Which there's like none in the third one. But wait, was there a lot of blood? Oh, there was
yes.
a lot
oh,
of
blood. Oh, there was a lot of blood.
Yeah, she stomps a baby's head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh.
Her own baby's head. We'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh,
so we meet Martin.
Martin. We meet Scary Man who only has, two lines throughout the whole movie?
He has some one words here, some one word lines here and there. He's exactly what, when you say incel, that's exactly what you imagine. A short, chubby guy, glasses, balding, weird jerk off habits.
Yeah.
He's exactly what you imagine. And he gets off to the Human Centipede movie.
Yeah. Is he living with his
He lives with his mother.
Okay. I was like, is that his mother?
And they give him a backstory throughout the movie that he was abused as a child.
Yeah,
and
I don't feel bad. No, I don't feel bad for him. He's like taking in these people.
So he's collecting people.
One of them's an actress who he's like, oh, there's like a Quentin Tarantino movie, and she's like, I'm so excited to audition for this.
Well, so yeah,
like,
so
a dumb
he
actress.
Works in a parking garage.
Yeah,
I don't understand how there's only three people in the parking garage at any given time. It's him and the people he's about to murder.
Yeah,
but as people come to collect their cars, for some reason they're all really mean to him.
Yeah,
and he kills them.
Mm-hmm.
And he kills them. No, he doesn't kill them. That's the other thing we have to talk about. Concussions don't exist. Nobody's dying from a concussion.
No.
He basically takes a crowbar and cracks him in the head, knocks him out. A good amount of blood leaves their head, and they're still alive. And he's basically collecting people into a warehouse.
The moment where all of the people for the Human Centipede are collected, and they're all just butt-ass naked, just in this, and they're like squirming because, you know, they're tied up. And one by one, you just see him go and hit. You're like, oh, they're just going to, you know, do like a jump cut. And then they're all going to be knocked out. He's like, no, you see every single one of them get hit and knocked out. And then like, again, you see the one like straggle or
so basically
twice.
He's not medically trained.
No.
And he wants to create the Human Centipede. So what he basically does, he doesn't have anesthesia. He doesn't have chloroform, which I imagine someone could have used chloroform if he had access to it.
Mm-hmm.
But every part of the centipede making, he would have to knock them out. So he would knock them out when he starts cutting into them and and cutting out the tendons from their knees.
Yeah.
So they couldn't stand up.
And it was just, and then they would wake up and with the teeth. They had to crowbar the teeth out. And
you can't attach someone ass to mouth with teeth in there.
Apparently not. But I was like, oh my God. I literally was like, Jesus Christ, I was like, oh no, it's happening again.
So then what Katie said, eventually they all wake up and they're all scattered around moving. And he just goes, walks around the room, person to person, one shot, knocks him in the head with a crowbar, out cold.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm like, damn, that's kind of, that is impressive, the one knockout.
Yeah, and also the amount of brain damage he probably caused these people, from like just mental trauma and all of that. So they're all knocked out. And then that was because the next step was he had to connect them.
Uh-huh.
Now, in the first one, they make it very clear,
100%
medically accurate.
Obviously.
And they stitch
they have
butt cheeks to cheeks and all that. Yes, he was a doctor.
Yeah.
And then in this one, you can tell
He's not a doctor.
He's not a doctor. He uses a staple gun. He uses a staple gun.
Uh-huh.
He uses a staple gun. What's funny is leading up to it, he's reading books about like how to medically do it and what the doctor was explaining in the movie.
And his mom's like, what is this?
Yeah, his mother finds it, obviously.
He has like a scrapbook. He's like, I'm proud of this.
Yeah, and it shows like how he should have done it, where you're like cutting the face and stitching the face to the butthole. And all of that, and cutting the hole around the butthole. He literally rips out everyone's teeth and then just starts attaching lips to asses and staple gunning the lips to the asses.
And he was, what I noticed is that he was pretty crafty with some duct tape. He had some, because he took the kneecaps off, obviously, but he can't, you know, sew them back together. So instead of doing that, he's like, I guess I'll just tape it.
To his credit, it worked.
It worked.
He made the centipede. The centipede existed, and then we'll get to the end where they break off and go and try to escape.
Yeah.
But yeah, the centipede does exist. He does it. He gets it done.
Yeah.
He gets the job done. I like someone who accomplishes what they're set out to do.
So my question to you is, what movie inspired you, just in general, to do something with your life? Because this man was inspired by Human Centipede to make a human centipede, and look what he did for himself. Like, what movie was that for you?
Oh man, I mean,
Centipede 4.
I think the first movie I saw about the entertainment industry that made me think this looks chaotic and fun is Life with Mikey.
Okay.
Did you ever see that?
No.
Michael J. Fox, Nathan Lane, they run a child acting agency.
Okay, weird.
And it's just crazy. It's just funny, but it's also chaotic. And I'm like, oh, this looks like a fun job. You're just like helping people become famous. Like that was probably the first one that I was like, oh, this looks like an interesting industry. And then as you grow up and you start becoming, I don't think there was a film that I was like, this is 100% what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I will say The Office inspired me to want to work on a sitcom. Like, just watching the bloopers, watching the show's my favorite show ever, but watching the bloopers and seeing how much fun they had, it definitely in early 2000s made me, it inspired me to want to work with my friends and make cool shit and be super funny.
Yeah.
And not once did I think about stapling anyone's lips to asses.
That's really brave.
Yeah.
I'm really thankful for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
The Human Centipede sounds like something Don would start on his show. Don Barris would start at the end.
It'd be like, so we can't do the human pyramid anymore, but you guys, watcha?
Human Centipede.
Human Centipede. And then he like knocks everybody out with the Clorox wipes.
The good thing is we're at the Comedy Store, so at any given point somebody probably does have chloroform on them.
This is true. It is a very safe place.
That was what inspired you to get into the industry?
That's a great question. Industry in general just, you know, inspired my life.
High School Musical.
High School Musical, that was it. How'd you know? I want to be in a musical. I was thinking about that as you were talking. I was like, I don't know. I think just movies in general. I had it and then I forgot it. I was like, not La La Land, because that came out after, and like that came out when I was in college and I was already doing stuff.
And it was terrible.
But stuff like that where I was like, oh, this is like LA. This is, you know what? Burlesque.
Oh boy.
And that, not because of the burlesque dancing, but because a Midwest girl going to LA, and maybe Sunny with a Chance. Let's do that. Even know what that is.
Of course I do.
You do?
What's her name? Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato. Oh my God. Okay. Well, I don't
Listen,
know.
Listen, some of us keep up with the youngsters.
Sunny I don't know
with
where the
chance,
gap is.
Good Luck Charlie or whatever it's called.
What the fuck? Okay. We could have been having these conversations. No, I think it was Sunny with a Chance. I'm going to say that because it was a like sketch comedy / comedy.
Wasn't Coyote Ugly? That was inspirational. No. Girl moves from New Jersey to New York.
Mm-mm. No.
I was inspired by that.
Tyra Banks, right?
Tyra Banks dancing. Everybody dancing.
Yeah.
Everyone
Tyra
dancing.
Banks shouldn't do a lot of things.
Yeah, well, that's debatable.
And she did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, I guess those are a few of them.
That's an interesting one.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know. She's also
there are worse things Demi Lovato could have.
She's from Wisconsin. I'm sure I have a better one, and I also thought of a better one, but then I immediately forgot it.
Yeah.
So I'll probably think about it, and then I'll come back.
That's fair.
I did want to point out, and I was reading the IMDb fun facts about the movie.
They are fun.
They are fun. Where is it?
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
In this movie, so the brief appearance, so it's all black and white. The brief appearance of the color brown in an otherwise black and white film is a twisted reference to the brief usage of red in Schindler's List.
Oh, okay. I mean, this seems something.
I thought you would appreciate that because
seems like something Hitler would be into,
right?
The other thing, what you were talking about with the actress. So Ashlyn Yenny is one of the actresses from The Human Centipede. Mm-hmm. And he kidnaps her to be the front of the Human Centipede in this movie. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of funny where she's an actress and she's talking about the Human Centipede. And it was probably in her contract where her dialogue has to explain why, as an actress, she chose to do that movie.
Yeah.
Because her whole dialogue in the car is explaining, yeah, and I really wanted to express this and this and this. And it's a commentary on this. She tried to make it seem like a legitimate film.
Yeah.
The same way like any actress who does like an early career horror movie would try to justify what she don't justify it. It's early in your career.
Yeah,
it's just paying a bill somewhere. Just do it. So she probably had it in her contract where she'd explain why she did the movie, and now she's in reality.
Reality, and she's going to a Tarantino audition. Good for her. She's like, I should probably call my agent. I'm like, I'm sorry, you got on a plane and you didn't call your agent before you got into a random van with a man who doesn't speak. And you're like, this is fine. Not that it doesn't matter if you don't speak. That's okay. But like this man, I don't know if I'd get a weird vibe. He's got a weird vibe.
Hollywood, baby. I mean, that's what I would say to anybody who was taking auditions in Harvey Weinstein's hotel room.
Yeah.
I'm sure the hotels he stays at have conference rooms.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you don't think about things until you got someone's lips stapled to your ass. Then you start to realize, you know what? I should have seen the red flags. It's like, I think once that first staple hits your butt cheek, you're like,
oh shit.
Oh, you know what?
Is that the first instinct, or is it the him knocking your teeth out with?
Well, I don't know if her teeth got knocked out because she didn't have her mouth attached, but they show you him cutting out her knee tendon.
Yeah, and they showed because he was trying to feed her, and she's like, I'm not eating or whatever. And so he like cut out her.
Oh, he cut out her. Well, that was because she kept screaming.
Yeah. And then he like put a tube down her throat.
Yeah. She did lose her tongue. That's for sure. Yeah. She's not going to be in that Tarantino movie.
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Actually, I guess it depends. It depends what her feet look like.
It.
I think she could still get that role.
Yeah. If it's all she's on. I mean, yeah, I think
she can't stand up, but. Whatever, feet or feet.
Tarantino has said he wants to make a horror feature. I mean, there you perfect. Go. Tarantino, make Human Centipede 4. Hear me out.
Oh, boy.
It's Samuel L. Jackson.
John Travolta.
Uma Thurman.
Brad Pitt. Leo.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Human Centipede.
The most famous human centipede on the planet.
But they're all playing.
They have to walk a red carpet.
They're all playing themselves.
That's how they have to walk the red carpet. Oh, man.
It's like scary movie.
I would invest in that.
That would be so good.
Oh, man.
That'd be so good. So fuck. Oh, my God. And so is that one medically accurate, or is that one more like Crowbar Guy?
Which one?
Human Centipede 4.
Human Centipede 4 would probably be very medically accurate.
Okay, cool.
Got it. Mean, after the third one, at least. So then we get to the point where the centipede starts to wiggle away and escape, and they break into two pieces.
Yeah. So it's 12 people.
Yes.
Yes, so now it's six.
So now it's six and six.
Six.
And they start trying to escape and going for the door. Oh, and I guess this is before this. Before she becomes a centipede, the pregnant woman does escape.
Yeah, she escapes, and she runs into a car just screaming hysterically, butt-ass naked. Can't start the car. She's also mid-giving birth.
Well, listen, she wasn't giving birth when she got into the car. Oh, wait.
Her water breaks.
She's running to the car.
And she pops out that baby so quick. And then instead of keeping the baby, she kills the baby and just...
Well, she doesn't do it on purpose. Let's be clear what happens. The baby falls out onto the driver's seat, onto the driver's side floor, and lands on the gas. And when she finally gets the car started, she steps on the gas to go in reverse. And she steps on the baby's head and crushes it.
Okay.
Probably could have been left out of the movie. It doesn't really advance the story at all.
Yeah, it doesn't. It just adds to the, oh, fuck, factor, which is the whole movie of two.
Yeah. To be fair, they did make the ballsy move of killing a baby, which I've never seen in a movie before.
I have. I've seen several curb stomping of babies, but that has been the most gnarly.
I don't want to hear about your porn preferences.
That's not.
I've seen kids get killed, always the demonic, the possessed kids. I've never seen a baby get killed in a film before. I apparently watch a lot of different things than you. There were no dead babies in The Mighty Ducks, like growing up. Like, I've never seen.
There's a horror movie that I talked about with Anthony Jeselnik with the remembering face.
Oh, yeah.
The Killing Ground has a great curb stomping baby scene where you're just like, damn, why'd you do that?
How do you decide something is a great curb stomping scene?
Because you didn't need it, but it did add to the story, and it added to the
I mean, if it adds to the story, like, hey, you have to step on this baby or the entire civilization crumbles.
Yeah, that's what the movie was.
Yeah, totally. You step on the baby's head. But yeah, this was completely just pregnant woman, no longer pregnant, steps on her own baby's head to try and escape. She doesn't escape though, right? Or does she?
No, I don't know. I also kind of was doing this the whole movie. I'm going to be fully honest.
I think he shoots her and she dies.
Yeah. Also, were they in England?
I think they were in Scotland or England.
The driver's side was on the other.
Oh, no, they were in Europe for sure. Yeah. From the accents and everything. I just don't know if it was England or Scotland or like the accents were all over the place, which is even worse than the third one. We'll talk about that.
Oh, God.
But so they start to escape and Martin decides there's no other solution. I don't know what his end game is. Like, he was a creepy enough perv. Like, he was masturbating to weird things. But I don't know if his plan was to fuck the human centipede.
I think he just wanted to see if he could do it. And then he did it. And he was like so excited.
And then
like,
they tried to escape.
Dancing. Yeah.
And what'd he do?
What did he do?
He just went
crazy.
Person by person.
Oh, person by person, he slit their throats. Yeah.
No, he shot them in the head.
No, but some of them he slit.
Oh, yeah, when he ran out of bullets.
Yeah. Yeah, I also started, like, doing that. That's also why I was like, wait, what happened?
Yeah, so he killed his own centipedes and just left the bodies there.
But wait, we forgot one part.
What part?
When his mom confronts him and he beats her head in and then has a delightful dinner with her corpse.
Yeah,
which is very similar and a subtle nod. I see you, Damien Leone. I see you. I've now realized like several of his things.
It looks identical.
Identical, but also, this doesn't even has to do with the film now. We're just talking Terrifier with Catherine Corcoran, her scene. That's literally almost a direct reference photo from Ed Gein, one of his kills that they found.
You're obsessed with Ed Gein.
He's a Wisconsin guy. You
this
know?
Is why I make sure I'm never down here alone. Shout out to Sam on the board.
Sam?
Keeping me from being alone with Katie.
I'm here and I'm ready to run.
No, no, no. You have to fight. We have to fight.
Well, I'm not going to.
Fighting back.
We don't.
Throwing up right now.
Sam doesn't like horror movies. So I was like, Sam, hey, can you come on the board?
We have to get you to watch Human Centipedes 1 through 3.
I was like, hey, Sam, can you run the board? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, we're talking about Human Centipede 2 and 3. And she's like, oh, yay.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you so much for asking me. Actually, I'm busy. I'm actually moving out of the country right now.
Then the stepdad walks in, mm-hmm. the abusive stepdad, and sees the mother's corpse. And then that's where he gets the stepdad to get to be part of the centipede.
Which, honestly,
he deserved it. We don't like the
stepdad. He deserved it. Yes.
Yeah, and he was the one who got his teeth knocked out.
Yeah, but like, was it? Yay, you did it. You got your stepdad, but also Human Centipede.
Katie's meter is all over the place. Like, she's okay with the baby stomping. It's the ass to mouth centipede that she's like, okay, we've crossed the line.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the people in the movie were trying to escape. Is that correct? There's a part where they're like,
they're ass to mouth crawling away like a centipede trying to escape. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do after this? You can't continue normal life. This just happened. Like, what are they expecting? They're going to get out into the regular world and then just have a normal life again.
Correct. So I feel like they would like crawl out. I feel like, so if they made it, let's just say like, this is like the next movie. They, you know, manage to crawl out the door. They like defeat the guy, whatever. The other six, they don't make it. It's just like the main six. They probably would like crawl out, you know, save themselves. A trucker would see them, scream, probably call 911. Like everyone would show up, like tons of squad cars, like guns blazing. And then they'd be like, wait, okay, maybe we should just get an ambulance. Then they get an ambulance and then they just decide, you know what? What if we just put them in a zoo? And then they're in a zoo.
That's like Tusk.
Yeah, so it's just like Tusk.
Just like Tusk. I think they would get out. It's whatever it's what happens when we see in the news about like a horror story where like a girl was kidnapped and tortured for years and she finally gets out, and then like Natalie something, I forgot her name. She's in the news for like 3 weeks and then just goes back to normal life. This would be similar to that. They'd be famous for it, but then also they can't stand anymore because their tendons were removed. Mm-hmm. The girl at the head of the Human Centipede had her tongue ripped out. It's not a great life.
They should all just go live on separate continents and never see each other again, because I can't imagine living in the same.
Yeah, they're not going to be working.
I had your ass on.
No, it's not like, hey, I applied to Facebook and they're working cubicle next to each other.
They're all going to be roommates. It's going to be a fun little sitcom.
I would do that. The real world Human Centipede. you separate a Human Centipede and make them live together. Seven strangers that were stuck together ass to mouth live in a house. And things get real. It's like, no, things were real. This is like a vacation now.
It's already real enough.
Yeah.
Are they, well, how do you come back from your kneecaps?
You can't. He removes the tendon so you cannot hold the weight and stand back up. So I'm sure there's a surgery
where you
because
could,
there's always knee replacement
yeah.
surgery.
Yeah, so sure they would probably get, like, they would all be, like, amputees or in.
It wouldn't be duct tape, I'll say that.
It wouldn't be duct tape. God, I hope not.
Yeah, not even amputees. They would probably get a new knee. Hopefully it could be rebuilt.
Yeah.
And they can maybe walk with crutches, or they might be confined to a wheelchair. Yeah. But listen, if I have a choice, ass to mouth with a stranger or in a wheelchair for the rest of my life, I hope neither happen, but I'm going with the wheelchair.
Okay, that's probably good, yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
It feels like you're hesitating to commit to a wheelchair.
I was scared you were going to say something else. That's why I was like, I think last time you asked me who I would be in the Human Centipede.
I mean, that's a fair question, and you answered.
It was in the front.
Yeah. That's why he put the actress in the front, but then he ended up ripping out her tongue. So, like, I don't know if that worked out for her.
You're like, you have the hot girl up front, but now she can't even talk. So it's like,
yeah.
What's the point?
But that's kind of beautiful, like the hot girl, and she can't talk. Yeah. Like the perfect girlfriend. Wow. I'm going to hell. I'm kidding.
He's kidding.
I'm kidding.
He's not.
I'm kidding. And then it ends, and we find out that this was
All a dream.
It's all a dream. He was sitting there. The movie.
Serious?
Yeah. So the movie pans out, and we're back in the first shot of the movie where he's watching the original Human Centipede, and this was all in his mind. And it leaves it open to think maybe he will do this at some point. But I think if he played that back in his mind, it did not go the way he would have liked it to go.
Yeah.
And he realizes he's not medically prepared to do something like that.
And he has to kill his mom, and that's like...
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot to kill a family member.
And his stepdad, you know, it, like, revenge on a stepdad, that was probably, like, nice, but he's like, ah. Then they try to escape, and it's just everything, like the baby. He doesn't want the baby, the curb-stomping baby, you know?
So, I mean, that was not his fault, to be fair.
Well, you shouldn't have been scaring that pregnant lady.
That's true, so, I guess.
You know.
You put her in a weird situation. You put her in a situation where she had to...
She
it was fight or flight
so
and stomp
fast.
Him. Yeah.
She just said, poop, there's a baby. Well, I was like, God damn.
It was fight or flight, and she flighted.
That baby flewed.
She fled real quick.
It flewed out of her vagine.
Yeah. So that ended with it being all a dream, and Martin is still just a parking attendant.
Uh-huh.
And cuts to credits.
Cuts to credits. 2011. What a movie.
What a time for cinema.
What a time for cinema. Well, the first one came out in 2009, 2011. Didn't hesitate. And then we jumped to the weirdness that is 3.
Well, are we going to rate?
I guess let's do that. How would you rate Human Centipede?
I'm like torn between an 11 or 12.
Okay.
I don't know. There's, if you like gore, even though it's in black and white, if you like, I would love to see a fully colored version.
It probably is not.
There probably exists somewhere.
Yeah.
If you're into that, I can imagine you giving it a 5 or 6 at tops.
Yeah.
I have to say, if I'm going to be honest, 3.
Yeah, on IMDb, both 2 and 3 have like maybe a 2.5.
Yeah.
Like they're not good.
Yeah, ratings. This wasn't even getting because it wasn't the original Human Centipede was original.
Yeah.
You never heard about that. And then 2 and 3 just felt like...
They're just meta as shit.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's like you got to know what you're... I mean, you're getting into something very specific. You're not going to be surprised about my rating. I give it a 1.
I'm a little bit surprised.
What? No. But now that I'm thinking about it, it's like, maybe I should give it a 2 or a 3 because
it's real cinema.
It is, honestly. It does what it does its purpose. I'll say.
Does it?
I'll go to 2. No, it's supposed to be disturbing. It's supposed to give you that uneasy feeling. And it did exactly that. I was dry heaving the whole movie. I was like, I'm not going to make the mistake of eating while watching this movie like I did the first movie. So I ate before and then immediately almost threw up. So, that's good. And I was like, I don't think I'm hungry anymore. So, yeah. And then I watched them back to back. So, yeah. Honestly, I'll go up to a 2. Yeah.
Okay.
I think a 2. But, yeah. That was disturbing. But, yeah. So, now 3.
3. Okay. So, 3.
3.
Another cinematic masterpiece.
Completely. So, the main characters from 1 and 2 are now different people.
Yeah.
They're playing completely different characters, which I didn't realize till after when I read the synopsis. And
You didn't know that that was them?
No. I mean, I knew it was them, but I was like, why is the doctor a warden now?
Oh.
Didn't he die? And I was so confused. And then I read it afterwards. I was like, oh, that makes more sense because I don't read this. I don't read anything. I just go into it blind. So I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And it took 50 minutes to get to them finally sewing people asked.
Yeah, there was a lot. I love a film that really goes deep into story. There was a lot of story.
I wrote his name down. Oh my God, what was his name? Oh, Dieter.
Yeah, Dieter.
Dieter. I want to say Laser. But
yeah,
that's not.
That
it's
is
very it. German. Haunting my dreams, haunting my nightmares, haunting everything.
There's a lot worse he could be doing.
His final film before he died.
I know.
Which is...
What a film. What a way to go.
Jesus. The way he interacted with his secretary.
Porn star
secretary.
Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. I mean, did you know who she was?
No, she was.
Oh, yeah, she's a porn star, yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah, Tom Sick.
You're making fun of me with porn. You fucking know she's a porn star.
I know Jenna Jameson. I know all the big names, the people, the ones that are in culture.
I don't.
So, you just watch dead baby porn.
Obviously.
The setting is they're in a prison now.
Uh-huh.
The guy who played Dieter Laser, who played the doctor in the first one, is now the warden of a prison, a very violent male prison in Texas.
Yeah.
So now we have a German guy having a terrible Texas accent, southern accent.
That's why I was confused. I was like, what's going on?
And then his right-hand man is played by the guy who played Martin in the second one. Uh-huh. Also terrible accent.
Yeah. And I was like, is that him? I don't know. He has a mustache now.
Yeah.
That was new.
He looked clean, which is...
He looked clean. I was like, good for
you. I like this Martin much better.
Yeah, he seems like he's like a... Like, I would... You might actually be casting a film. I can believe that. And not trying to, you know, sew me ass to mouth.
I mean, they do end up trying to sew people ass to mouth.
Correct.
So then they call Tom... So this was a very political movie.
A little bit.
Yeah, what's his name? Eric Roberts, Oscar nominee.
Yes.
Eric Roberts is also in the film. I think he plays a politician in Texas.
Also, wait, okay. What was the actor who played Pedro? Was that him or his brother? He was in the movie.
Oh, well, it wasn't his brother. We know his brother.
I know, but they're twins. They look exactly the same.
Well, we know Carlos.
Carlos.
We know Carlos. We don't know.
But I couldn't find he was uncredited, so I couldn't even find if it was him or not. But I'm 95% sure that he was one of the inmates who got the colostomy bag ripped out of him.
I don't think so. But
I think it was him. I was like,
I don't know. I must have missed that.
Pedro?
I must have missed that, but that would make me so happy.
I think it was him.
Vote for Pedro.
Vote for Colostomy.
So this one had a political storyline. Mm-hmm. So basically what the warden and his sidekick were pitching, and they were speaking to doctors, was creating a human centipede for all of these inmates. Like one big 500-person human centipede with all the inmates.
Because why not?
Well, they had a legitimate reason. This one, when you have a
when you got a good reason,
yeah,
to sew people ass to mouth.
Yeah,
you got a good reason. If you got the funding of the government, hey, anything goes.
Yeah, and that the real thing is they wanted to help the people. And now, what are you laughing at? You didn't even
they want to help the people.
So here's,
by making a 500-person human centipede. That does for the greater good.
She's mocking me right now, but when I explain it, you too will be like, I'm with Thanos. Like
you too will want a human centipede
in your local prison.
For $5.99 a month. You too.
So the same way I agreed that we're overpopulated and Thanos should snap his fingers,
uh-huh.
Here's what the pitch was. The pitch to the governor was, hey, it's costing a lot of money to keep this prison operated. We have to feed them. We have to house them. We have to clothe them. And it's not doing it. All we're doing is giving them a free lifestyle. It's not fixing their violence. They're not rehabbing their problems.
Right.
If you create a human centipede of all these people,
mm-hmm.
First of all, you're saving on money and water because you only have to feed the one in the front.
Obviously, because you get poo-poo.
Yeah, so you feed the first one, and it just... Sure, it's going to be the 500th one. It's going to be a minute before he gets his meal.
Yeah.
But it's going to go through the centipede. You're now only using one meal to feed everybody. One water to feed...
It's cost-effective.
Actually, I don't really know how the liquid portion works. They do need water to stay hydrated. Oh, they get injected. He said he injects them with...
Wait.
Yeah.
But
oh, no,
what
they,
about
they
the
just
pee?
They just pee. Yeah.
No, but it doesn't. Or catheters. No, but the pee doesn't.
It just goes to the ground. Because it was all dudes.
No, but there was one female in it, the 500.
The assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
Because she seemed to be in there accidentally. But yeah, so back to the political side of
obviously.
It. We're saving money. So on top of that, we're also letting them live in this one area. So we don't have to have we don't have to have a building of everybody.
It's super. It's a nice open, you know, flat ground. It's caged.
Clothing. They're all in the same outfit.
They're all in the same. They can run around if they need to.
And by saving all that money, you can then fix roads and bridges and everything.
Exactly. So you just have one space for them.
Yeah.
And they're 500, and it's just, and then it's cost effective. Honestly, I think we should do, who needs a purge?
I know you'd be on board.
When we have just a 500 person human centipede with all
Katie Afraidy, 2024.
Katie Afraidy, thank you.
So then, so basically the other thing was, because they show you this in the movie, mm-hmm. it's going to help these people rehab and become better citizens. And they show you the one guy that they took out of the centipede. So they're putting the centipedes together with the ability to remove people as their sentences are up. And listen, I'm going to be perfectly honest. If I've spent my 5-year, 10-year sentence having someone shit in my mouth and then shitting into someone else's mouth, you can't kill yourself if you're in prison. But I'm sure as shit going to behave when I get out of that prison. I'll tell you that. And that was the whole point.
I probably would call the... Well, I can't call the police because they are the police. Who do you call? Ghostbusters? So, what do you do? How do you get it to stop?
So they pitched this to the governor, Eric Roberts. Eric Roberts, he's hesitant at first, and then he turns around and goes back and says, it's genius, I'm in. And by the end of the movie, I mean, here's the thing. There's very little that happens between. It could have been a short. There's very little that happens in the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie. I mean, he rips someone. He castrates someone.
He castrates somebody. He gets a blowjob. He gets another blowjob.
He gets a few blowies.
He rapes a couple of people.
Does he?
I think he rapes the. Yeah, because she's asleep.
Oh, yeah.
In a coma.
Yeah.
Because who knocked her out? What happened?
I forgot.
Something
I start to black out halfway through this movie.
I know. I blacked out through both of them. So I'm like, I'm surprised I remember this.
This
much.
One this one was wild.
But at one point, what was her name in the movie? What was her I'm gonna look it up. What's her name? I'm terrible at names.
Yeah. But so also what happens here is they call Tom Six into the prison.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom Six doesn't question them. They call Tom Six in and say, hey, was it really medically accurate what you did in the Human Centipede movie? And he goes, 100%. And he explains that he had doctors and this and that, and everybody explained how it would medically work. And this was similar to Ashlyn Jenny in the car explaining why she took the role.
Yeah.
He wrote in how it was medically accurate. And then he gives them all the paperwork for the medical procedures. And yeah, they start up a medical, like a little wing of Human Centipede work.
Yep. And then they're like, okay, well, guess what? He's like, I'm only going to say this once. You're becoming a human centipede. We're going to cut your knees off. Her arms were cut off. Her legs were cut off. There's like kneecaps off, teeth out, ass, mouth. Here we go. And they start knocking him out one by one. And they're like, this guy has Crohn's disease. He's like, what the fuck is Crohn's disease? He's like, bad diarrhea. And he's like, excellent. Put him in.
Yeah. Well,
I was like, damn, you're okay. Like, I knew he was evil.
But what do you
like,
do? You find the worst criminal and you reform him by putting him behind that guy.
Yeah. Ugh. And then, of course, they put him with the one guy who had the beard. And that's the beard guy.
Yeah.
I don't know his name, but beard guy. And then they're like, who's this guy? What the fuck is that? A colostomy bag? Which I think, which is Pedro. I'm 95% sure that is Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. Very sure, but it's fine. And then he's like, let's see if it's real. And then rips out the colostomy bag. It goes everywhere. And he goes, oh, it's fucking real. And he shoots him because he's like, we can't have this. His butthole's sewn up. We can't. And then it's just.
Okay, I don't think it's Pedro. I'm looking at the cast list. I think it's.
But it's not. But he's not. I don't think he's credited. That's the thing.
No, because this is the guy who plays the man, the front
with the
of
colostomy
the.
Bag?
This is the guy who plays the front of the human centipede in the original one. He plays the front of the human centipede.
I don't think that was him.
It is, 100%. Because his credits are like Human Centipede 1 and Human Centipede 3.
Okay. Also, I wrote Pedro. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this is Pedro. They're also, compared to the other movies, there was not as much naked people.
There was no nudity and no gore in this one.
Yeah. Well, you did get our good friend, the warden, watching the doctors cut the butthole.
Oh, yeah.
And then just like, yes, yes. And then he takes the blood and gives himself a little blood a butt blood
facial. Yeah.
And I was like, wow, the Kardashians would be killing for that.
Yeah, the blood facial was, I guess, that you could consider that bloody.
Yeah, it was a little. And then he goes over to his assistant.
Porn star Brie Olsen.
Daisy is her name.
Yeah.
And she's... Oh, no, because that's when all of the inmates, remember all the inmates came and they were going to find him and kill him?
Yeah.
And they found Daisy and she's like, I didn't do anything. I didn't know. And they started beating her up. And then, so she's in the hospital and then, what's his face? The right-hand man. What's his name in the movie?
Not Martin, but.
Dwight,
yeah.
Dwight in the movie. He's like, no, she needs to go to a normal hospital. Like, I love her. And he's like, you can't love her. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to fuck her right now. And then he has sex with her when she's in a coma. And I was like, okay, hey.
I mean, that's like, such a...
It went from okay, we're going to curb stomp a baby. We're going to show you knocking people's teeth out too. We're going to have full rape scenes and just make it like an everyday thing, and you're like, okay, no, thank you.
I mean, like, what's worse than being put in a human centipede? Well, probably being raped and then being put in a human centipede.
Yeah, those are both pretty bad.
I would say one after the other is worse than any individual
double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Or could I say a middle centipede?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, that... So, I genuinely... This movie felt like there were only three things that happened.
Yeah.
And it was very, very bizarre.
Yeah.
It was, so yeah, so in the end, this is the only one where the centipede doesn't die and the villain doesn't die.
Survives.
Yeah, he's so. Triumphant.
He lives on.
So I heard when the movie, I think it was in an interview, it was supposedly supposed to end similar to, the Hostel series.
Yeah.
The third movie takes place in Las Vegas. They're doing the Hostel killings in Las Vegas. It's all a gambling thing, whatever. And that movie was supposed to end with quick cuts of the Hostels, which in the first and second Hostel movies, they took place overseas.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be quick cuts of them taking place in different locations in America.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we're paying to kill people in America, whatever.
Yeah.
Similar was supposed to be different shots of prisons adopting the human centipede as the final sequence.
I mean,
and it works for me.
Yeah.
I don't, my plan is to never be in prison. That's my that's one plan of mine.
That's absolutely the plan.
For me, listen, you commit a crime, you do the time, and if that time means your lips are stapled to someone's asshole, that's your time.
What if you only did tax fraud? Or something not that bad.
Well, then you do it with an ankle bracelet in your house. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not creating the rules. I'm just saying if somebody has to be in a prison,
there's a question.
They should have to be reformed in a certain way.
Okay. I mean, yeah.
They were pretty violent. Let them out after their sentence, they're going to commit those crimes again.
Yeah.
You know when they're not going to commit those crimes? When they've had shit in their mouth.
Shit in their mouth and their kneecaps are gone.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I really liked how...
Oh, wow. Did you see how I just convinced her that this was a good idea?
Three was a lot easier to watch than two. One and two, I was dry heaving. Three, I didn't dry heave as much. And I actually,
There were 500 of them. That's what it was. She didn't think there were enough on the center.
I was like, God, only 500? Jesus Christ. Let's get 1,000 in there. My God.
What, three people and 12 people, she was like... Oh, this is disgusting. We need at least
too much.
At least 490 more.
Yes. And then I got it and I was like, this is cake. I can do this. I can do this. You know what else is cake though? The feces used in the film was a combination of cocoa powder, vegan condensed milk, because one of the actresses in The Centipede was vegan, and crushed ginger biscuits for texture. The concoction was apparently so delicious that members of the cast and crew were snacking on it in between takes.
Here's a hot take. If I had a choice between vegan chocolate and human feces, I'm taking the human feces.
Fair. I will say I have accidentally eaten a vegan cupcake. And honestly, I couldn't tell the difference, but I also was hungry and it was not as good, but I was like, it just tasted kind of funky, but it was fine.
I had vegan banana bread once and I thought I was being tortured.
Yeah. One time I had vegan mac and cheese.
Oof.
And I need cheese. Like if I'm gonna do cheese, I need cheese. I can't. Yeah. I can't do the fake chickpea, whatever.
What's weird is my body doesn't digest cheese, so I would probably digest vegan cheese better. I'll still have regular cheese before I have vegan pizza.
Yeah, vegan pizza sounds
disgusting. It's very LA.
The film also, I forget when it exactly happened, but at one point they watch the film again in this movie, right?
Yeah.
And
well, he makes all the prisoners watch it. That's how they find out what's happening. Yeah.
And then the prisoners are giving criticism on the film, which are actual critics.
Criticism. Yeah.
One of them was the inmate 333, which is the one who thought was Pedro. It's not. While they're watching the Human Centipede films, this trash belongs to a world where stars don't shine, which is from Roger Ebert. That was one of his about the Human Centipede.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. King. I took a class with one of the guys from
Siskel.
No, it was I don't know who Siskel and Ebert. No, it was
Siskel and Ebert. Ebert and Roper. Come on.
But it was one of Ebert's co-writers, and he was an asshole.
Checks out. When they didn't like a movie, they made it very clear.
Yeah, he didn't like me.
I
have a stutter, and I'm scared, and I was like, that's when I was still nervous to speak in front of people.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, I don't care, get up there, but it just was
good point.
So demeaning, and I was like, okay, hey, buddy, hey.
You showed him, and then you got up there like a good student.
And then I dropped the class.
Okay.
First, I was like, yeah, take a different.
If somebody said to me, if you could go back in time and do anything, it would be watching The Human Centipede with Roger Ebert.
Yeah, that honestly, that would be interesting to see his
I would just stare at him for 2 hours.
It'd be like
hour and a half. I'd just be like, I need to watch everything that he does with his face.
What do you think?
That was good, right? That was good. That was good.
That was good, right? You like that? Did you see what they did with the ass to mouth thing?
It's medically accurate. Roger, what are you
they
making that face
doctors
for? I feel bad now. I just remembered he lost his jaw, so that probably wouldn't. That's probably a difficult. He had jaw cancer, so he lost his bottom jaw.
Oh,
that's probably not a fun movie to watch. Oh man, just remembered that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what? Hear me out.
Oh, boy.
Human Centipede. With him.
Okay. Well,
He's already set up.
Nope, I think we're done here.
No, I think we are done. We are done.
What do you rate the third one?
I feel like it's the same, but I feel like it's not as...
I easily give it a one.
One, well, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's not getting a three for me. It was no Human Centipede 2.
It was no Human Centipede 2. There was not enough baby curb stopping for me. I just couldn't do it. But the 500, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Get the government involved, hey.
I thought it was very... It reminded... when I watched Barbie, I thought, oh, this is very Human Centipede 3. There's a strong statement. That's what I mean.
You said Barbie and Human Centipede 3 are the same? One and the same?
They both have very strong statements about society.
Barbie, Human Centipede.
Yeah, one is about feminism and the patriarchy, and one is about just government spending.
Barbie, Human Centipede. Greta Gerwig, get on it.
Human Barbie-peed?
Human Barbie-peed.
It's all the Barbies.
It's all the Barbies. Alan's in the back. He's like, what am I? Midge, her baby.
Okay, no. This is getting dark.
No.
This is getting
dark.
Leave Midge out of this.
That was the point where it got dark for you, not you being like, oh, Robert lost his job.
No, but when I realized, I was like, oh, yeah, maybe he wouldn't want it. I could understand watching that and not enjoying it. if I had to have my jaw removed.
I feel like he would have to have a good sense of humor if he's reviewing movies and stuff, but.
Well, he couldn't. He stopped at that point.
Oh, well.
He couldn't really do much. Okay, well, this took a turn.
I
didn't think the darkest part of this would be the end of the review.
The end of the review just gets really dark, really depressing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, John, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to cry. Shut up. Oh, my God.
Don't
no.
Cry.
No. Final, no, you helped the podcast.
The final countdown.
It's the final countdown for
helped
you.
Help the I built this.
You built. You no, helped.
I'm kidding.
Built. No, you. We,
you built
we,
it.
You helped me with the 31 Days of Horror. You saw a glimpse of whatever you saw of the crazy that could be something cool.
Yeah.
And
I'm proud of what was done here. I mean, we had this is the only show that's had two different sponsors. We have we had a good run of 31 straight episodes.
That tanked our viewers immediately.
Immediately, the overall average just tanked. So we were starting from a negative standpoint. But
it was impressive in everyone's eyes.
Yeah, I mean, I have some regrets. Like, we really rushed that. It would have been different had we planned it out sooner, but that's on me.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think, and then like, we're talking to other companies that are really interested in this pod. So I think you did something great with it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's the last time you'll be on this pod in this space. Who knows, one day it might be in a different space and we'll have you on again.
No, I'm not coming back unless there's a
no,
human
no,
centipede
no, on
four.
A different, not ever to this podcast,
yeah,
ever?
Unless there's a Human Centipede 4. This is my retirement. I'm only talking Human Centipede with you moving forward.
It was Jason Takes Manhattan.
Scream. Scream 6, I think it is.
Scream.
I'm from New York.
Six.
Yeah.
And
I'll do New York
horror movies
and Human Centipede.
And that's it. Well, I think there's several more New York horror movies, so
We'll figure it out.
I think that's
yeah. No, I'll be back. It's the end of me here.
I'll be back.
I'll be back.
You know what they always say, they'll be right back. And then they're not because they die.
Well,
don't die.
Okay.
Don't do that.
All right. Since
John, don't die. Dead. John, no. No. But you know what? Can never die. Our sponsor that I've been saying wrong.
You've been
time.
Saying it for a while wrong.
Well, not wrong. I've just been saying their Instagram handle as their.
Yeah.
As their the brand name. But Filmcraft Studio Gear. That's what it's called. Not Filmcraft LA, but you can find them at Filmcraft LA on Instagram and filmcraftstudiogear.com.
Yeah, there you go. You
see,
nailed it.
Look at that. It wasn't, it's not like that bad. It's not like I said, Hell House LLC. I kept calling it Haunted House LLC.
That's fair. That's a dumb title.
It is a dumb title. In conclusion, if you get a call that Tarantino wants you to be in his film, and then you get picked up by an incel man, maybe get back on the plane and call your agent and fire them. Just a thought. Yeah. Any thoughts? Is there any final words of parting advice?
No. Watch my web series.
Oh, yes. Oh,
building
my God.
Yes. Building friendships. Building Lego with some cool people this season. Katie's going to do an episode. Follow me at Say It Ain't Sosis. And, yeah, I'm very proud of what this podcast is, and I'm excited to see what you do with it.
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm John Thothith.
John Thothith. Speech Bye. Impediment Buddies.
Shut the fuck up.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the East and North sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,